Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Job 2, 1 to 13. Job chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. On another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason." "Skin for skin," Satan replied. "A man will give all he has for his own life. But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." He replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz and Temanite, Bildad and Shuhite, and Zophar and Naamathite heard about all the troubles that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him, because they saw how great his suffering was. My theme for reflection is faith in the ashes. Faith in the ashes. When silence becomes prayer. Someone once said that the hardest part of visiting a suffering friend is resisting the urge to say something clever. Job 2, 1 to 13 invites us into a moment where words fail, expectations collapse, and faith is refined not by explanations but by presence. As Lent calls us into reflection and humility, this passage asks a deeper question. What does faithful endurance look like when pain intensifies and God seems silent? The scene opens again in the heavenly court. The problem is not simply Job's suffering. It is a cosmic accusation about the nature of faith itself. The adversary claims that humans only love God when life feels safe. Even after Job's immense losses, Satan insists that faith will crumble if suffering becomes personal, skin for skin. What unfolds reminds us that our lives are part of a larger story centered on God, not ourselves. Job's trial is not random chaos. It exists within divine limits, revealing that suffering does not mean God has lost control. When Job is struck with painful sores, the narrative shifts from cosmic dialogue to human vulnerability. Sitting in ashes, scraping his wounds, Job embodies Lent's call to honesty before God. Bonhoeffer once observed that God is not ashamed of human suffering. He enters into it. Job's pain reveals that faith is not the absence of agony, but the refusal to abandon God within it. His wife voices a temptation many of us feel. If life hurts this much, why continue believing? Her words echo modern spiritual narratives that promise wellness, positive energy, or manifestation as the pathway to relief. Yet Job refuses to reduce God to a dispenser of comfort. Shall we receive good from God and not trouble? He asks, not as resignation, but as an expression of trust that transcends circumstances. Psalm 34:18 reminds us, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Job's story does not deny suffering, it reframes it. The heart change Lent invites is the courage to allow mystery and faith to coexist. We are not required to solve the puzzle of pain before we worship. In a culture increasingly drawn to self-curated spirituality, from mindfulness apps to cosmic affirmations, there is often pressure to eliminate discomfort quickly. Yet Job's friends initially model a wiser path. They tear their robes, sit in silence and mourn with him for 7 days. Before they ever speak, they embody compassion through presence. Their silent companionship teaches us that comfort begins not with answers, but with shared humanity. What does this mean for us today? Our head change is to remember that our suffering is not the center of the universe. God is. Our heart change is to make peace with unanswered questions. Our life change is to become companions rather than commentators, people who sit with others in their ashes rather than rushing to fix their pain. Lent becomes a training ground for this kind of faith, slower, quieter, and deeper. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when suffering enters your life, does it draw you closer to God or push you toward explanations that remove mystery? Number two, when someone you love is hurting, do you feel pressure to solve their pain, or can you simply sit beside them? Now, our practical exercise for today. Reach out to someone who is struggling and offer the ministry of presence. Send a message that does not advise or correct. Simply acknowledge their pain and assure them they are not alone. Gracious God, in seasons when suffering confuses us and silence feels heavy, teach us to trust you beyond our understanding. Shape our hearts to honor you even in the ashes, and make us companions who comfort others with gentleness and presence. As we walk through Lent, give us the courage to hold faith and mystery together. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.